Your reputation started out as a fiddle player.
Yeah.
When did you start writing songs? When did that happen?
Well, actually, I guess I've always, ever since I can remember, I've loved to read, and I've kind of been in love with written language. Mm-hmm. And so I actually tried to write songs as a teenager, but and really bad poetry, but to no avail. It just wasn't happening. I mean, it was really bad. And it wasn't until I was in The Good Old Persons with Kathy Kallick, who is a great songwriter, that I really got the bug to start writing. And I confess, it was probably a lot of it had to do with, you know, we were just scrambling for great material, and Kathy would come into a rehearsal and have written this song, and she'd sing it, and everybody would ooh and ah, and it would be great, and it was like nothing else, and you know, she hadn't taken it from somebody else or anything. It was just this great song. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted that too. So
hey, me, I want that.
I heard a similar thing with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones saw the Beatles write the tunes, and they said, hey, we got to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of the Rolling Stone of the Good Old Persons.
Now, just to go back a little bit, the Good Old Persons was originally an all-woman group, and got its name from the fact that somebody was the good old boys.
Frank
Wakefield, yeah.
That's right. He had a band in Northern California called the Good Old Boys.
Uh-huh.
And we got together as sort of a jam group and called ourselves the Good Old Persons. And we did one set on a jam night at Paul's Saloon, and the guy who owned the place hired us. So then we were a band.
But if I remember correctly, Paul Schlasky joined the band at one point, right?
Right. We were only an all-women band performing in public for about 3 months, and then Paul joined the band. Mm-hmm. His sister Sue had played mandolin, and she loved playing with us before we actually went public. And mm-hmm. then it was a little nerve-wracking, and Paul stepped in.
Our guests live from Studio A are Lori Lewis, Todd Rosen, and Todd Phillips. What number are you gonna do next?
Well, now Roz had a request, and I thought we would honor that and do Texas Bluebonnets. Does that sound okay, you guys? We didn't write out a set list or anything, so we're just... Let me grab my fiddle and have a glass of water here.
Okay. Live from Studio A, our guests are Lori Lewis, Tom Rosen, and Todd Phillips. And Lori's picking up her fiddle.